You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor, or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you're not alone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy!
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure. Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change, like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
mmm, yeah. I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Leadership in the Senate has reached a power-sharing agreement laying out how the body will operate with a 50-50 split. New Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the deal settles committee ratios and allows those committees to organize with Democrats at the gavel. They hold the majority in the Senate through the tie-breaking vote of Vice President Kamala Harris. At the heart of the standoff was the matter of the filibuster, which Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell demanded Schumer pledge to keep in place. The New York Democrat initially resisted, but two Democratic senators, Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, announced they wanted to keep the filibuster rule intact, essentially depriving Schumer of the votes to do away with it. And prosecutors in Wisconsin are asking a judge for a new arrest warrant and an increased bond for Kyle Rittenhouse, the Illinois teen accused of killing two people last year during unrest in Kenosha. According to court filings, prosecutors say Rittenhouse violated the terms of his current bond by moving and failing to give the court his new address. This is USA Radio News. President Joe Biden indicated Wednesday that he's open to changing the price tag on his COVID relief bill. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Biden indicated in a call with House Democrats that he was open to sending $1,400 payments to a smaller group of Americans in the next round of coronavirus relief legislation and changing the overall price tag of his $1.9 trillion plan. Regarding the plan and the White House's unwillingness to budge on certain things, Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reminds everyone.
This is what we warned you about. We told you that if they get the House, the Senate, and the White House, they're going to ignore us and they're going to run wild with their liberal ideas. And this COVID package, I think, is running wild.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News. As states and school districts continue to wrestle with the reopening of classrooms, the CDC is offering some new guidance for getting kids back into school. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Teachers do not need to get vaccinated against COVID-19 before schools can reopen safely. That's according to the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rachel Walensky. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices did put teachers in the frontline essential workers category, which means they will be right after healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has some advice for President Biden regarding school children.
It's time for Joe Biden to stand up and say the kids are the most important things. Important players here, and the teachers just are going to have to suck it up and stand up and provide an education. Otherwise, these kids have no chance whatsoever, Stephanie. It is a disaster what's happening to them.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC.
And the Kansas City Chiefs have placed two players on the COVID reserve list ahead of Sunday's Super Bowl after they received a haircut from a barber who tested positive for the virus. Center Daniel Kilgore and wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson were placed on the list as close contacts but could be cleared to play in Sunday's game if they test negative for five consecutive days. Kilgore was actually mid-haircut when the barber received his test results. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
Here's three great reasons to get the new Samsung Galaxy S21 5G at T-Mobile. One, it's free for both current and new customers when you trade in an eligible device. Two, T-Mobile's the leader in 5G coverage. So, three, you can unleash 5G speeds in more places with your new phone. Get the new Galaxy S21 free at T-Mobile, the leader in 5G coverage.
Phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. If you cancel, credit stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us. Qualifying credit and consumer plan required. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
I take a breath. I'm not gonna lose. This is what I came here to do.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host.
Favorite host.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
It's time to hear the truth about America's biggest challenges. You're listening to America Off the Rails with your host, Rick Robinson.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
guess what day it is. Huh? Anybody?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
And welcome into the program, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, this is the Wednesday night edition of America Off the Rails. Unfortunately, it's also the only edition of America Off the Rails this week. I know, I just started getting things back to full schedule, and then a migraine decided it had other plans. I have had a terrible headache since Sunday. Honestly, it's still not completely gone, but I've decided I'm doing things tonight anyway, because I missed you guys. And it's not like there's any shortage of things that we need to talk about. Most of which, centering around the fact that I'm really already tired of hearing all the newsreels talking about President Joe Biden. Something I thought I was never going to hear is President Joe Biden. It was bad enough hearing President-elect Joe Biden, but now I hear over and over in every newsreel, President Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, President Joe Biden. It's like now that there's somebody with the right letter behind their name, they can't stop themselves from saying it over and over and over again. But anyway, so let's take a breath. It's Wednesday. We're halfway through the work week. So we're doing pretty good. Hope everybody's having a great February so far. We're 3 days in. Unfortunately for me, this was the last nice day for a while. It managed to get up to around 68 degrees, which for February in Oklahoma is pretty good. Unfortunately, I was stuck inside all day, so I didn't get to enjoy very much of it. I did have the blinds open for a little bit today, though, so I did get some sunshine. Yay for vitamin D. And then now it's going to be cold for, like, forever. Boo. Which is weird, because we've had a really mild winter here so far. Now they're talking about, like, it getting cold enough that, you know, people need to start making sure they leave their pipes dripping. All those fun things you have to do when it starts getting super cold. And I'm like, but it's February! Apparently, also, speaking of which, yesterday was Groundhog Day. And apparently, even though in the area Punxsutawneyville was, it was cloudy, overcast, and rainy, somehow he still managed to see his shadow. I blame the TV crews with all the bright lights. Just saying. Not that I believe the old superstitious wives' tale thing about the groundhog. I'm not even sure how that got started. I need to research that at some point, just because I've always been intrigued by how it got started, not necessarily that I give a damn. But so, again, hope everybody's having a great Tuesday night. A couple things that I want to talk about real quick before we get into the first break. You guys know the opening segment's always a little short. I don't know about the future of the GOP. And I say this because I'm gonna read you a little bit of this, then we're going to go to break. Republicans vote to keep Liz Cheney in House leadership after a heated debate over her impeachment vote against Trump. Rep. Liz Cheney of Wyoming survived the campaign by allies of former President Donald Trump to expel her from GOP leadership after she voted with Democrats to impeach him after the riots at the Capitol on January the 6th. House Republicans voted in a secret ballot to keep Cheney in her position. As Republican conference chair on Wednesday evening, 145 members voted to keep her in leadership, while only 61 voted to kick her out. Cheney is the third highest-ranking Republican in the House, but she has faced heated opposition from some House Republicans, after she voted with nine other Republicans to impeach Trump in January. Democrats accused the former president of inciting his followers to attack the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to prevent Congress from confirming the official. Okay, I think they missed part of the article there. There we go. Confirming the official election results. Apparently, sometimes now when you don't have the click more button, it makes the blaze go a little nuts. Cheney is said to have refused to apologize for impeachment vote during the debate over her future. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy told reporters on Wednesday that he defended Cheney and her position in the leadership. People can have differences of opinion that we can have discussions about, said McCarthy. Liz has the right to vote her conscience. At the end of the day, we'll get united. Among those most opposed to Cheney is Republican Rep. Matt Gaetz of Florida, who flew to her home state in order to speak at a rally calling for her ouster. A few hundred showed up to hear a guest call Cheney a beltway bureaucrat turned fake cowgirl. Despite defeating pro-Trump uprisings, Cheney may face an uphill battle in Wyoming if she seeks re-election. Politico reported that the atmosphere among Wyoming voters was decidedly anti-Cheney, and many felt that her impeachment vote was a betrayal of her constituents. Well, damn. I wonder why they feel that way. All right, so we're going to take the first official break, get it out of the way, come back, keep things rolling on the America Off the Rails show. I am Rick Robinson. Hope everybody's having a great Wednesday night. We'll be back before you know it. Don't go away. Or do. I mean, I'm not the president, not the government, not going to tell you what to do. But you might as well get ready for it, because they're about to tell you everything you got to do. We'll be right back.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Folks, welcome back into the program. I'm Rick Robinson. This is America Off the Rails. You're listening to us live on KLRN Radio. We are KLRN Radio. Man, I'm getting tongue-tied tonight all over the place. Get paid to talk for a living. Sometimes still can't manage to pull it off. We are America's podcast network, by the way. And let's see, where were we before the break? Oh, this is another interesting one. Janice Dean calls for legal action against Governor Cuomo amid nursing home scandal. Grow a spine, she yells. This is criminal. New York State Democratic Attorney General Letitia James recently reported that the state's coronavirus nursing home deaths could have been undercounted by as much as 50% In response, New York Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, Democrat, said, but who cares? 33%, 28% died in the hospital, died in a nursing home. They died. Fox News senior meteorologist Janice Dean, who lost both of her in-laws to COVID-19 in a New York State nursing home, joined the Glenn Beck radio program to discuss how the mainstream media is finally starting to catch wind that Governor Cuomo may not have handled the pandemic perfectly. Oh, you don't say. It's been 10 months that I've been covering this governor, and he continues to really surprise me with his arrogance, his narcissism, his stupidity, Janice said of Governor Cuomo. And, yeah, their website's not doing very well since they made this change. Where did it go? Okay, here we go. Cuomo, whose pandemic actions resulted in the deaths of thousands of elderly New Yorkers, was selected to receive this year's International Emmy Founders Award in recognition of his leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic and his masterful use of television to inform and calm people around the world, the organizations announced last week. The Democratic governor called the news of his selection flattering and adding, I accept it on behalf of the people of this state. And then Dean, a staunch critic of the governor's leadership during the crisis, blasted his frequent self-praise during an appearance on Fox News, Fox and Friends, Monday morning. It's just more grief. Every time we see this governor celebrating himself on television, it's just a reminder of the people that we lost partly because of his leadership, she said. Later in the interview, Dean added that the thought of him sending in footage of his briefings to the organization made her physically sick. I heard that to get an Emmy Award, you have to send videotape of yourself to the board members, she said. And so, to think that the governor was going through some of his TV appearances talking about deaths in New York and submitting those videos to the Emmy folks really makes me physically sick. He could start his award-winning speech by saying, I'm really sorry for your loss. That's something we've never heard from this governor at any of his meetings or his PowerPoint presentations. While he accepts his award, many of us just accepted caskets and urns of our loved ones, Dean said at the end of the interview. Dean is one of many instances of the governor for his implementation of a dangerous policy early on in the pandemic, which forced nursing homes to accept coronavirus-positive patients who had been discharged from the hospital. The policy remained in effect from March until May 10th. And is estimated to have directly resulted in the deaths of thousands of elderly New Yorkers. In July, Dean called for an investigation into the governor's actions pertaining to the nursing homes amid the pandemic. Despite the political heat, Cuomo has refused to accept responsibility for his actions. Instead, he has celebrated his leadership by accepting the award and publishing a book about his handling of the virus, and even as it about his handling of the virus, and even as it raged on in the state. So, yeah, there we have Andrew Cuomo being Andrew Cuomo. And we have White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki back in the news. Not because she's talking about the news, but because she's managed to make herself part of it again. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki issues quasi-apology after seeming to mock the Space Force. This is just another example of the Biden administration not taking China seriously. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki found herself in hot water on Tuesday after she appeared to mock the Space Force, the U.S. military's newest branch, during her daily press briefing. What happened? While meeting with reporters, Psaki was asked about the Biden administration's position on the Space Force, the sixth military branch created by former President Donald Trump. Wow, Space Force. It's the plane of today, Psaki responded sarcastically, referring to a question she answered 2 weeks ago about Air Force One, which Trump sought to redesign during his presidency. The reporter who asked the Space Force question pushed back against Psaki's reaction, which elicited a response from the press secretary. "It is an interesting question," Psaki said. "I'm happy to check with our Space Force point of contact. I'm not sure who that is. I will find out and see if we have any update." And here we seem to have...
"Can I ask whether the president has made a decision on keeping or keeping the scope of Space Force?"
Wow, Space Force. It's the plane of today. It is an interesting question. I am happy to check with our Space Force point of contact. I'm not sure who that is. I will find out and see if we have any update on that.
Yeah, she didn't sound condescending.
"Can I ask whether the president has made a decision on keeping or keeping the scope of Space Force?"
Anyway. So shortly after this statement was made, Rep. Mike Rogers, Republican of Alaska, released a statement demanding that Psaki apologize, according to Politico. "It is concerning to see the Biden administration's press secretary blatantly diminish an entire branch of our military as the punchline of a joke, which I'm sure China would find funny. The Space Force was passed with new unanimous support in Congress, the same type of unity President Biden is supposedly working towards right now. Jen Psaki needs to immediately apologize to the men and women of the Space Force for this disgraceful comment." Rep. Michael Watts, Republican Florida, similarly said, "This is just another example of the Biden administration not taking China seriously while demeaning the incredible work of Space Force personnel." Meanwhile, Rep. Dan Crenshaw, Republican of Texas, called Psaki's overall posture toward the question concerning. "In all seriousness, this was a very real question about Space Force and deserved a real answer. Her disdain for questions that fall outside of the what is the president's favorite ice cream genre is really a problem," Crenshaw tweeted. How did Psaki respond? While she did not outright apologize, she appeared to issue a quasi-apology, saying the Biden administration will continue to work with the Space Force. "We look forward to continuing the work of the Space Force and invite the members of the team to come visit us in the briefing room anytime to share an update on the important work," Psaki later said on Tuesday. And apparently she put that out as a tweet. Alright, well, believe it or not, we are just about back around to bottom of the hour. So we're going to take a quick break. Get things reset. Come back. Got a couple more stories I definitely want to hit on. Actually, when we come back from break, I'm going to look to see if we had a buffoon of the week this week, because honestly, since I was out in the beginning of the week, I didn't really notice. But we're going to take a look just to see. And if we do, we'll play that. And then, if possible, we also have some audio from Michael we might be playing as well. So bear with me for just a moment while we get a couple things loaded up. I'm Rick Robinson. This is the America Off the Rails Show. Live on KLRN Radio. We'll be right back.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
America.
Welcome to the eulogy, eat it up. It's called political buffoonery.
Hello and welcome back to Buffoon of the Week. We're a show that reviews last week's news and current events in search of people who said or did something so colossally dumb that they deserve special recognition for their buffoonery. And you guys get to choose that person by leaving a comment under this video or by voting in our poll at buffoonoftheweek.com. We're back after an extended break after you all crowned Bill de Blasio as the 2020 Buffoon of the Year. Our year-end selection show was our biggest ever, with hundreds of people voting on our website and over 5,000 views. So thank you so much for all the support. Oh, and thanks to those of you who voted in Joe Biden as President of the United States. You just guaranteed us 4 years of some amazing content. You guys, you're the real MVPs. And even 2 weeks into this new administration, there's already so much buffoonery to talk about. So let's jump right into the nominees, because we got some real doozies for you in our first video of the year. So let's get into it right now.
All views and opinions expressed here are not necessarily of the mainstream media and may offend some listeners.
It's called political buffoonery.
This week's first nominee is President Biden's climate czar, former Secretary of State John Kerry. Kerry was out front for the administration, justifying the closing of the Keystone XL pipeline and the loss of tens of thousands of jobs that came along with it. At a White House press conference earlier last Wednesday, Kerry claimed industrial and energy sector workers are victims of a, quote, false narrative based in Trump-era economic policy and arrogantly told energy workers to just find a new job.
With respect to those workers, no two people are more in this room are more concerned about it. And the president of the United States has expressed in every comment he has made about climate the need to grow the new jobs that pay better, that are cleaner. That, I mean, you know, you look at the consequences of black lung for a miner, for instance, and measure that against the fastest growing job in the United States before COVID was solar power technician. The same people can do those jobs, but the choice of doing the solar power one now is a better choice.
Wow. I guess that's the environmentally friendly way of saying learn to code. And it's fine advice coming from Kerry. According to news reports, Kerry's family owns a private jet, and that jet accumulated an estimated 116 metric tons of carbon over the last year. Now compare that to your typical passenger vehicle that emits 4.6 metric tons of carbon dioxide per year. That's a whole lot of pollution from someone who wants to portray themselves as the savior of the world. But did you expect anything less? The hypocrisy of politicians like Kerry telling you what to do while they do something else is not new at all. But Kerry's flippant response to thousands of workers losing their livelihood with the flourish of President Biden's pen proves just how tone-deaf Democrats like him are to the needs of ordinary Americans. In their fantasy world, it's so easy to just flip jobs when it's not their job on the chopping block. John Kerry's national presence is yet another sign that it's business as usual back in the swamp. But hey, America, that's what you voted for, right? Like what you see so far? Go ahead and smash that thumbs up button. Also, leave us a comment and tell us what you're thinking. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss another show. This week's second nominee, Robin Hood, did the impossible. It united the country for one common cause. You see, it all started with a group of Redditors at Wall Street Bets, who saw an opportunity to stick it to Wall Street and make a little money at the same time through a coordinated buying plan that drove up stock prices on stocks like GameStop that you might have heard about in the news. That buying plan was accelerated by shorters who are now being forced to cut their losses by buying the stock in large volumes, which drove the stock prices even higher. Everything was going swimmingly until the Robinhood app shut down those retail users from getting in on the action while allowing the larger traders like hedge funds to be able to continue to cut their losses. I mean, what the hell, Robinhood? Aren't you supposed to steal from the rich to give to the poor? In a blog post, Robinhood attempted to justify the decision to halt and then limit trading, but users weren't buying it. Fox Business's Charles Payne channeled everyone with this response.
The shorts, first of all of this nonsense, all of this noise, all of this whining by Wall Street, it's making me sick. 140% of GameStop was short. I didn't hear one person on TV complaining about Wall Street trying to crush GameStop. 140% short. I told my subscribers, buy this stock, and they made a fortune. I also told them to buy Virgin Space and Virgin. We took profits on that today. Fizz, that's up huge. Tangiers is up huge. Neil, you can't allow Wall Street to short 75% of a stock, and nobody says anything. Crush these companies into the dirt, and then when the individual investor makes money, everyone's up in arms. Oh, they're going to lose their shirt? Don't you think people are trading? If it's traded 80 billion shares today, people are ringing a register. I have a kid who bought a house. He made $50,000 and bought a house. So yeah, some people are going to lose and some are going to win. But if they want to change the rules of the game now because the general public is making money after decades of the shorts crushing thousands of stocks into the dirt. I have watched stocks being crushed completely to zero, and no one ever whispered anything because those stocks didn't have Wall Street sponsorship. They were small names. Maybe they went public through a reverse takeover. Whatever it was, the shorts have had their way with the market for decades. No one's ever complained about it. So I am thrilled that you are going to try to destroy a company by shorting 140% of a stock. You have to accept the fact that individual investors are playing the same game that you're playing, and now you're losing.
You know what, Charles? We couldn't have said it better. Robinhood should face class action for closing off the market to retail purchasers. Aren't we supposed to have a free market? Robinhood and the other gatekeepers of Wall Street are okay with the little guy losing hundreds, so long as rich investors don't get called out on their own risks. When you brand yourself as the company helping the little guys, and then exactly at the point in time when the little guy starts to make a move, you shut it down, it becomes very clear who you are actually for. Hey, Robinhood, maybe consider a name change. And for the first time in 2021, we present to you two very worthy buffoons. But who takes the crown this week? Tell us who you got for this week's Buffoon of the Week. As you guys can see, we've made a few changes around here. Special shout out to our friend Conscience. Check out his YouTube channel. He's letting us use his awesome track, Political Buffoonery Part 1. We really appreciate it, and we hope you like it, so that you come back next week, where we'll have two more nominees, but only one can be Buffoon of the Week.
Alright, so there you have the triumphant return of the Buffoon of the Week from our good friend Gene Berardelli, who has actually been with us off and on for over a decade. Now, I want to talk about this a little bit when we come back, but we do have to get one last break out of the way. So we're going to get that done now. This is the America Off the Rails show. I am Rick Robinson. We are live right here on KLRM Radio, and we will be back before you know it, but before we can get to that point, we gotta pay some bills. So give me just a second and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
People who have rooms of people that they love one day docked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You love another psychopath sitting next to you. You love another murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15
$3 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Look, if you had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment that you captured, just let it slip. Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's running.
And welcome back into the program, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment of the Wednesday edition of the Rick Robinson Show. And I have to talk a little bit about this Robin Hood crap because it really pisses me off. We touched on it a little bit first hour when Ordy and I were on together, but we're going to talk about it a little bit more now, just because what the hell, it's my show, I can talk about what I want. So the fact that, you know, and Gene did a really good job of going over some of this, which is why I want to talk about it again, because the fact of the matter is, what happened was, a bunch of basic, everyday, average Americans put technology to use, and they found a way to make money. Which, last I checked, that's what free market capitalism is all about. You know, the ability of the everyday average American to pull themselves up by their bootstraps, as we love to say, and find a way to make sure that they're not poor. We used to encourage this kind of behavior. Now we seem to be discouraging it. And that is really starting to frustrate me. And I've talked about this over the now nearly 12 years that I've been doing this kind of stuff because the mindset changed. I remember even as early as when I was a child, you know, seeing somebody driving down the street in a Cadillac. And, you know, my parents had a Granada. And my dad would see me looking at this nice car. And he'd be like, "What's the look on the face about? I want a. Why don't we have a car like that, Dad?" Now, keep in mind, my parents were middle class. My dad, in 1976, was making almost $20,000 a year. At the age of, let's see, that would put him at 28. I know. I'm sorry, 23. Which was unheard of back then. That was a lot of money. So, I mean, we weren't hurting by any stretch of the imagination. We just, you know, I saw, you know, one of my best friends, their house, two houses down from mine, was a two-story house. They had a really nice car. They had, you know, video games in their home. Like actual full-size, you know, actual real video games. So, you know, I was just one of those kids. It was like, you know what? I want what they have. But then my dad sat down and talked to me one day and he said, "Look, this is the joy of America. If you want those things, when you get old enough, you can go find a way to make sure that you get them." And that message was something that was taught for forever. you know, it's one of the examples that I always use, you know, and it's one of the ones that I've heard time and time again, you know, of the kid walking down the street with his dad, and all of a sudden dad and kid get a twinkle in their eye because they see like a really nice car driving by, and kid and dad look at each other and say, you know what, one of these days I hope we're driving one of those. Or if nothing else, even if I can't, son, I'm hoping that someday you are driving the equivalent to that car when it's your turn to be able to drive. And somehow that narrative has now changed. Because it's not about, well, we're going to make sure that you have the ability to get there if that's what you want to do. It's now, you know, instead of the gleam in the eye, the father and the son look at each other, and the son has a really ugly, angry look on his face when he sees the Cadillac driving by. Don't you worry, son. We're going to make sure they don't have one of those cars either. Not for long. We're going to take it. I don't know when the mindset changed, but I do know that it has changed. And what's happened with Robin Hood proves it. Because, again, they allowed the people that were trying to short sell the stock to continue to be able to make up for their losses while they locked everyday average traders they kept anybody from being able to do anything. Unless you were part of a big hedge fund. If that's not shady BS, I don't know how to tell you what is. If the fact that now we have the SEC looking into this, looking for fraud, is it shady BS? I don't have any way to tell you what is. And if this isn't proof that America isn't about the little guy being able to hit it big and make it and be well off in the world anymore, then I don't know how to paint you a more clear picture. Because the simple fact of the matter is, they want to be able to control you. They being the people in power. I don't care what the hell the letter is behind their name, but everybody in Congress, everybody in every position of power within this government, they want to be able to control you from the moment you are born until the moment you die, cradle to grave, tell you where to go, what to wear, where to work, how you work, if you should work. And if not, they're going to give you a stipend. I mean, that's what they're already talking about. How much of this are you willing to put up with just so that you can feel safe? Because that's the question we have to start asking ourselves. Because that's how they're pushing all of this. They started Social Security because it's a safety net. They started food stamps because it was a safety net. Everything they have pushed sounds like a really good idea on paper until you start seeing the application of it. And then what was supposed to be a social safety net is more like a spider's web, because once you get into it, it's impossible nearly to get out. And they don't care. That's the scariest thing for me, is the people that are in charge don't care about what happens to you or me. If they did, they wouldn't have allowed what happened with Robin Hood to happen. And if they did, the SEC wouldn't be looking for fraud. The SEC would be looking into Robin Hood basically shutting down trading for those stocks. Because it's not fraud when a group of people use a bulletin board setup like Reddit, because I do consider that more of a bulletin board setup, to basically coordinate what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. And if it's illegal, then somebody please show me the United States code that says it is. Because I've been able to find one, and I've been looking. So you have to ask yourself, at the end of the day, do you want to live in an America that supports your ability to not only be free, but your ability to basically, if you choose to, make as much money as you possibly can by any legal means necessary? Because I know that's the America I still want to live in. Why else would I be doing what I'm doing right now? I don't know if it's ever going to make me enough money to pay my bills, but I'm sure hoping that it does some point. But that's not the main reason why I'm doing it either. I'm doing it for two reasons. Three, hoping at some point I can find a way to pay my bills with it. Two, it's pretty good therapy, and it's cheaper than going to a shrink. And three, it's because it's one of the ways that I use my time and my talents to try to make my corner of the world a better place. And if by calling out idiots like the people that are in charge of Robin Hood makes my corner of the world a little bit better place, I'll take it, because that was some crap that they pulled. And I don't like any of it. And I'm just being honest about it. because I can. All right, one other little quick story I wanted to get to, if I can get it to open, because the new layout on the Blaze sucks. It's like I click on something and it disappears, and I don't know where it went. Did they pull the story? There we go. Alright, so here we go. It's finally loading. Sorry about that, folks. So, in case you hadn't heard, the CEO of Parler, or actually, as it's supposed to be pronounced, Parlay, says he has been fired by the board. The future of Parlay is no longer in my hands. Parlay CEO John Matz has been fired by the company's board of directors, according to an email he sent to employees of the firm where he declared that the future of The future of the deplatformed social media outlet is no longer in my hands. Fox Business obtained the memo reporting that Motz explained on January 29, 2021, the Parlay board, controlled by Rebecca Mercer, decided to immediately terminate my position as CEO of Parlay. I did not participate in this decision. He wrote further, over the past few months, I've met consistent resistance to my product vision, my strong belief in free speech, and my view of how the Parlay site should be managed. For example, I advocated for more product stability and what I believe is a more effective approach to content moderation. I have worked endless hours and fought constant battles to get the Parlay site running, but at this point, the future of Parlay is no longer in my hands. Mott said that he will take it easy for the next few weeks, and after that, I'll be looking for a new opportunity where my technical acumen, vision, and the causes that I am passionate about will be required and respected. Conservative pundit Dan Bongino, who has an ownership stake in Parlay, issued a video statement following the news of Mott's termination, where he took issue with some of Mott's claims. Bongino confirmed that Mott had been let go, but said it was himself and the other owners of the company that had the free speech vision. Bongino said that Mott's vision was not ours. Alright, so as you know, Parlay, however you want to pronounce it, been in big trouble for a while. A lot of the big tech folks have been beating up on them for a while. Apparently, the owner, or the CEO of that group has basically been ousted, probably partly because of that. But on that note, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it for this particular episode of the Off the Rails Show, or America Off the Rails Show. I am Rick Robinson. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show tonight. I'll be back with you first thing bright and early tomorrow morning for your Thursday edition of the Daily Dose program. Then Ordy and I will be back tomorrow night for Juxtaposition on our every other fortnight soiree into the craziness that is the world of the paranormal and the abnormal and all those fun things. And then I'll be back Friday morning. Well, in the words of Bill S. Preston Esquire and Ted Theodore Logan, in the meantime, I do hope each of you are excellent to each other. In other words, be excellent to each other. But that's it for this one.
Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Closing time.